Now, you know how I just love spoken words, so we're going to have one more spoken words for tonight. Let's go ahead and invite our dear brother Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaikum, fellow students, brothers, sisters, and friends, man and jinn, and whatever life form may attend. And to those who are part of this dignified escapade, I say, welcome, my fellow honorable comrades, to this event where we remember one through whose sincerity the revolution was begun, who served the cause like no other one, like he among the stars, a sun, reminded us that the brightness is beyond the clouds, like a magnet from this holy city drew to him the crowds. You and I may be those shards of iron, and for that we should be proud. You and I are here, inshallah, because we are true to what we vowed. But there are those who, by the enemies, have been cowed. Listen to us today and now, we're here to reiterate clear and loud, this is Qom, not Kufa. We stay true to our vow. The revolution has begun, you see, and if anybody doubts it, that sounds like Kufa talk to me. The one we've gathered here to discuss was the one who outshone the rest and guided us, prayed the salah and performed his duty best, told us, you be brave, never mind the rest, told me and you the caravan of love has left, to become the helpers of the Mahdi is our test. Who is he? Without him, what would you and I be? Don't you see? Don't you see eye to eye with me? If you don't, then it's because your eyes don't see. Because you have to learn to see. Learn to see with the eyes of the free. Then and only then will you recognize the man that was Khomeini. And if you don't see that Imam Khomeini was the best, if you don't see Imam Khamenei as the legacy he has left, if you don't see that resistance is our quest, then that sounds like Kufa talk to me. And if you don't see and recognize that the Shah has left and realize that Iran is now blessed and recognize the enmity of the West and see that it is our duty to defend the oppressed, if you don't see and insist that with the West we should be obsessed, by America's arsenal we should be impressed, and by the Zionist attack we should be distressed, don't do anything, no, no, no. And when you see that others are oppressed, if you insist that there's no point for us to even protest, then that sounds like Kufa talk to me. They say, be careful or you'll be suppressed. More than us, the enemy has progressed and have more money to invest. And so it's better for us to stay hidden, like pigeons hiding in our nest. Yes, pigeons. That's what you are. You see the enemy has many more minions, and so you remain passive like a pigeon who preaches pacifism in the name of Shiaism, even though the Quran tells us the enemy can't do nothing but a slight smidgen. You insist on running like a chicken. You've made pacifism your religion. And while you see clearly the enemy is attacking Islam on television, you see the Yemenis suffering for their sedition. You see children starving with no provision, and yet you've made hiding your vision and staying silent your mission. You say not to fight back. Truth is, you're afraid of collision. Sitting down, you've made the decision, thinking you're clever, but you ain't nothing but a pigeon. Out of fear, they say right now is not the time to stand. They blame the revolutionaries, saying they're a firebrand. They don't speak out against the Zionists occupying land. They say it's these revolutionaries that should be banned. And they do all these things in the name of academia grand. They say, I have more akal than this impassioned band. Well, the leader has said, Tarsuha haq nadarand az harf az aqlaniyat bezanand. Khomeini said, Muslims are busy bickering whether hands should be folded or not, while to cut our hands off is the enemy's plot. He said, if every Muslim were to unite and throw a bucket of water at them, the Zionist entity would go. We need to get the word out. Let the world know what the revolution is about. Soft war is what the leader has said. Yet these softies come saying something else instead. And when you see and see that we are preaching the solution, which is the Islamic revolution, they come and say,
you're doing it wrong.
Brother, all I'm doing is singing the revolutionary song. Will you let me do what I'm doing? They say,
you're doing it wrong.
What are you doing, brother? You've been here 10 years long, but their reply is only,
you're doing it wrong.
Okay, so how do you do it right? How do you show them how to be strong? They say, after a pause,
you're doing it wrong.
Brother, the Zionist entity is breathing its last. It's reached its swan song, yet you're insisting on
you're doing it wrong.
Brother, revolutionaries are knocking on Netanyahu's door. Ding dong, hello, they say.
You're doing it wrong.
Okay, so what are you doing, brother? Sipping tea like something warm while the world falls apart? You're so intent to make your life and well-being prolonged that you're not focusing on the enemy's prong. Can you at least lead me to strike my revolutionary gong, they say?
You're doing it wrong.
Okay, what's the way to do it right? To rise for the Palestinians' plight? You can see that America is attacking with no end in sight. What's the right way to fight the good fight?
But they come and they say, in their same old way, you're doing it wrong.
You can see with your own eyes the masses chanting slogans from New York to Hong Kong, and you can see the world over crowds in their millions throng, and yet here in Qom, how sad. We're stuck with each other playing ping pong, back and forth, to and fro.
Maybe I should stay. Maybe I should go. What's my wadifa? I don't know.
Baba, what's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? What do you know? To which side do you belong?
I know one thing. You're doing it wrong.
Khomeini called the masses to International Quds Day, but these pigeons come and preach pacifism is the way.
Yes, others are oppressed, but we should go home and pray. If I speak out or do anything, they might question me on the airway. It's probably wiser to stay silent in my hideaway. I have an exam tomorrow anyway. The weeks used to start on Monday, but now it's Saturday. Bizarre in the Gikunam. I want to go to the park and play. I heard that restaurant down the road has a buffet. I went the other way to the supermarché. They don't have my favorite brand of tomato puree. Iranian shops don't sell it. Maybe I can import the parfait. If only they hadn't been so darn tundro, eh? Maybe then they wouldn't have sanctioned us anyway. Maybe we'd have succeeded with the JCPOA. If it had gone through, maybe we'd have McDonald's and a Subway. Oh look, it's Friday already.
That sounds like Kufa talk to me. You need to wake up, my friend. Take Khomeini by the hand. Let him lead you to the good end. While we spend our time trifling around day by day, dilly-dallying our time away, saying, we don't have weapons anyway. What can I do? What can I possibly say? It was Khomeini who used to say, let all your cries out against the great Satan, the USA. And yet they come, and yet they say,
you're doing it wrong.
Now's not the time, they say, to make the crowd strong. Keep your head down, don't be so headstrong. Now's the time to submit to them and to play along. Now's not the time to sing that revolutionary song. That sounds like Kufa talk to me.
Open your eyes. The enemy is tired. The resistance is strong. If they attack our food, attack our farm, if they bring upon us harm, Imam Khomeini said, we are the children of Ramadan. If they slay us and send the bombs down to rain, if they bring us pain, Imam Khomeini said, we are the children of the month of Hussein. Now do you see, with the eyes of the free, you can teach one how to love, but how can you teach one to love Imam Khomeini? It's as simple as in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. It's the same old story. Isn't it sad? They'll never understand. So let them call us insane. Let them call us mad. Ma ahle kufa nistim ke Ali tanha bemonad.